WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's positively a beautiful summer-like week around here. Orioles coming home this weekend. We are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. There are a bevy of dates. I have the commercial on the air. Everything's up at Baltimore Positive. I could start spouting them all out, including our 25th anniversary on August 3rd. We're going to be doing that over at Drug City. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 2 years, 0% financing. No better time than now. Save some money on your air conditioning bills as it gets a little warmer. I haven't run the air conditioning much, but it's nice to have new windows. The cat loves the new windows. I love the new screens. I like the ease of cleaning. So I can take pictures of the birds. Big appreciation to Window Nation. We have great sponsors around here all over the place. And one of the really cool parts of all of our sponsors is all of them do cool things in the community as well. And on Monday, I had a chance to go out and participate in something that I don't do. Everybody that knows me knows I don't do it for sport. I don't do it for pleasure. I'll do it for charity in the community. We went to a golf course. We were up at Hayfields on Monday, spending the day with the good folks of the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. It is the second time I've been out to participate, but Leonard Raskin has been a longtime sponsor, not only of their golf tournament, but of all of the good deeds that they do. When you drive down 83, Leonard, and you have to slow down because you know Brandon's going to give you a ticket down there by WBAL. You look up on the right, and there it is, the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Appreciate you inviting me out, and I know this is one that hits near and dear to your heart. It's your big thing every year that you do, and we ordered just perfect weather up in Hunt Valley, didn't we?
Monday was a beautiful day all around. The golf course was lovely. The grass was green. The breeze was brisk. The balls were flying. And the cash was rolling in. That's what we care about. A lot of money raised for a great local hospital that does great work. And
sold out.
And I think, we'll get the results in a week or so. I don't know exactly when they come. All the dollars come in, but I will bet that it was the largest money raised that the hospital has had from a golf tournament ever. And we're very proud to have been the presenting sponsor for that event. It is an absolute joy. Great charity, a great hospital. They do great work for kids in the Baltimore area and the surrounds. And I think the majority, I don't know if it's the vast majority, but the majority of kids that end up at Mount Washington, families aren't able to afford the care. And so our dollars go long way to pay for care for kids that need it so desperately and don't have the wherewithal to fund it. So
we saw this in the hospital when Jen had cancer, everywhere. People couldn't afford to be there and couldn't afford drugs, and their insurance wouldn't pay for the right drugs. And Lord knows if this happens to a child in your family and you don't have the means,
it wipes you out. And so financially it's something we're very blessed to have. We talk about Matthew all the time, to have a very healthy child, now 21-year-old child.
I hear your healthy dog, too.
I hear the healthy dog. But a lot of people, unfortunately, don't. And we have the wherewithal to support and to give to a cause that we care about, helping kids get well and helping families have well kids. And so we step up and we support the hospital. And as you said,
and then you meet the people that are success stories there too. People that have been through that journey, parents, now young people who survived that journey and made it through Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. They've had generations now of doing this. New leadership coming in as well.
Absolutely.
At the hospital.
Absolutely. A new CEO in the 101st year. Shelley Stein, who was the CEO for the last, I think, 28 years.
Wow.
Retired last year. And we've got a new leader coming into the hospital. So we've got Scott Klein coming in from New York. Dr. Scott Klein coming in from New York to be the new CEO of the hospital, president, CEO. He was out on the course hitting the ball. So he got to spend some time with some benefactors for the hospital, some people that gave money, some people that were guests of people that gave money. And he hits a good golf ball. So that's good, too.
Well, listen, I far be it from me to smooch on you, even though you are a sponsor and we're partners and friends, but I had no idea you had any golf game, right? Like,
I have no golf game.
You kid about your your
by
lack of
putting.
athletic prowess, that you focused on money and take care of the American dream, take care of people grasping global. Fine. I go out, I ride on a cart with you for a couple hours, and you have a putter with you.
Yes.
And, like, I'm not taking you seriously. And I didn't golf with you 2 years ago. We all had masks on, remember, in 21. It was cold. It was chilly. It was in April. I was out there with Shirley from Radcliffe Jewelers a couple years. But I sat on one hole and helped judge the hole in one. So I didn't spend the day with you. And this time around, we spent a few hours together, and you take your little putter out, and I'm like, and you talk all this ish about Ocean City and old pro golf and, you know, all the putts down on the coast.
I'm
highway.
Great with the windmill and the clown's mouth, baby. Lots
Dude,
of
you're
practice.
You're a really good putter. Like, hey. I was shocked at how good you putted.
I can putt with the best of them. They say putt for dough. So I'm the dough. I'm all about the dough.
I did not take you seriously. You would have sharked me had I, you know, gone,
there you
gone,
go.
Gone betting with you.
I've gone to lots of these, you know, charity tournaments over the years. And somehow,
and that's your niche. That's your niche.
That's right. As long as somebody,
do you have a little one of the? Are you an executive? One of those little fake golf things in your office?
No, I have
do you
nothing.
Practice
nothing.
All right, because you look like you practice.
No practice.
To me.
Yesterday, Monday was the first time out hitting the stick. I own one golf club. It's a putter. And quick story on that. This goes back. Oh my God, 35 years. Maybe 35 years. He'd tell me if I picked up a text and hit him with a number. But best friend from college was best man at my wedding. In his wedding, so he's a golf guy. He's a lacrosse guy. He's a Baltimore guy through and through. And he gave all of his groomsmen a putter. You know how you give the gift for the guys that are in your wedding?
Right, right, right. What did you want at the time? Beer, probably.
Nothing. You know, I don't know what you give or get. I have no idea. These days, they probably give them iPads. I don't know. But he gave each guy that was in the wedding a putter. And so the putter I use is 30-some-5 years old.
It's the only putter you've ever swung with.
That's right. It's not one of these newfangled everything director.
Weighted.
Yeah, whatever. And I'm the guy who takes his own putter to mini golf. I use my putter at mini golf. So I bring out the putter a couple times
a year.
So
there is something about this, that you've been swinging the same putter for 35 years, that you have gotten decent at putting.
Yes, and so I bring it out a couple times a year, especially for Mount Washington when we do the charity golf tournament. And since we are the title sponsor of the tournament, I feel I have the right to impose on foursomes that I will putt with them. And what's funny is every not everyone, but at least half of the foursomes that I rode up on and putted with, they say, So you're going to putt. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to putt. They said, and if it goes in, it counts for us. I'm like, yeah, I count.
I sponsor the tournament. I make the rules.
I count. It's like if you have the guy who some of these tournaments, they have the long hitter, the long driver. You pay $10 and this guy drives the ball. And he crushes it, and you can play his ball for your
hole. Well, it's cool. Like, you're out there. You were putting for birdie on a couple of holes, right?
Yeah, eagle, so a couple eagles, a couple birdies.
There were a couple of eagles. Really? Okay, a couple of par threes, get the ball up there. So I watched you do it. You almost sank one that was it was a 28-foot downhill, sloping, crazy putt. And I thought to myself, because I rode with you all day, and you and I were sort of cracking, as I was drinking some Powerade, cracking some, we don't golf, why we don't golf.
Right,
what,
right.
You're from the wrong side of Reisterstown. I'm from the wrong side of Dundalk. We didn't golf. Nobody in our neighborhood golfed.
No.
Our parents didn't golf. Like, so I get it honest. Look, Billick shat upon golf here on the air for 25 years, and now golfs every day of his life.
Right.
65, you know, once he turned 65, the light went on for him.
No
at
light
6 foot six. I watched him swing a golf club, and I watched Kyle Bowler and Todd Heap laugh at him. You know, like literally down at Queenstown.
If you're gonna...
did with him what I did with you the other day. I used to ride around on his golf court or on the golf cart with him all day, serving beer and laughing at golfers for taking it so seriously. But then I saw you putt, and I mean this. Like, I didn't – I mean, you and I are friends, but we don't do, like, lots of stuff in the real world. But I noticed that you really like putting. Like,
absolutely.
You're a guy that if you go to – like, my wife, every time we go to Ocean City, she wants to go play putt-putt. And I don't dislike putt-putt. Like, I'm fine with putt-putt.
Right,
I'm decent at it. But it just feels like in Ocean City, it's really hot out in the afternoon. It's 18 holes. There's screaming kids.
You go
You're
to
on the
the
coastal
dinosaur.
highway.
That's when
And
you go to the indoor dinosaur, I think it is.
yeah, I just, I will be really honest with you. I don't love it. It's
Right.
something I would do. I figure if I have grandkids, like there's going to come a point in my life where I'll get back out onto the putt-putt thing. And I think I
Sure.
told you the story. I'll tell my audience the story because I bet nobody knows this. In Nags Head, North Carolina, in the 90s, my son and I went down, and Nags Head was very like it was horses, dunes. Now it's
Undeveloped.
like friggin' White Marsh, you know, it's crazy.
Right.
But back then, we pulled in on the bridge to Nags Head, and on the left side, I'll never forget this. My son looked down, and we saw a putt-putt course, and he was 11 years old at the time, and it did not have dinosaurs, it didn't have windmills, it didn't have clowns, it didn't have any
Right.
theme. It was literally 18 bikini wax greens
Golf
with
holes.
little lakes and little like it was a and some of them were par fives and they literally were 80, 100. It was a big golf
Oh,
course that
geez.
was a green putt-putt course
Right.
without gimmicks or it's gone
Right.
now. It's a condo when you
Yeah, of
know
course.
40 years later you go see it. But I love that. Like that would be fun for me, more fun than being on the coastal highway with clowns and hit the ball. Like,
Yeah.
but like, I saw love of something like
Oh, it's
you
good
really,
fun.
you get out there and you're serious and you joke about it, but like you've hit the golf ball. Like, putt-putt is something that you do it every summer, right? For
Yeah, we
real.
go. We go, absolutely. We go at least once a summer. We go to places in Fenwick. We go to places in Ocean City. We go to places in Bethany. As a family, the three of us probably hit every course down there at one point and just have fun, just get out and spend an afternoon, a couple hours.
Wasn't it on your kid's bucket list to hit every putt-putt?
I don't know about bucket list, but he wanted to hit every mini golf course in down at the beach. So we've done our share. We've gotten to just about
How
every
many you
one.
think
And
there are between the inlet and up, let's say from Dewey Beach or Rehoboth even, down to the
50,
inlet?
gotta be
50.
50, gotta
50.
be easily. And some of them are tucked away. One of them's tucked away in Bethany, in the inlet of Bethany, inside of a building. There's this little teeny 18-hole thing that's, I don't want to say it's dreadful, but it's just no fun. But we played there too.
Well, you used to play Tom Mitchell because you were on the west side,
Yeah,
right?
Tom Mitchell's
At
great
Perry
course.
Hall, behind where like the Popeyes and the Starbucks across from like the Wise Market at Seven Courts, there was on Joppa Road at Joppa and like where Seven Courts, like there was a mini golf course there for all of my childhood. And
Yep.
then when I moved to White Marsh, my son went to Perry Hall High School, right? So we're
Yeah.
talking at the turn of the century. That course was there. My son and I would go down there and play putt-putt. I'm not a putt-putt hater. Just at this point in my life, when my wife and I are in Ocean City for a day or two, not a week, we never spend
Yeah.
that long there. Like
Yeah.
it's something that if I'm there 48 hours, she wants to spend two or three of it doing
Yeah.
that.
Look,
And I'm more like,
the beach,
I
the
would rather
beach.
do something else in Ocean City. That's
Yeah, I
just me,
get it.
you
The
know?
reason we've done it, it's not because we ventured down to do it. It's because we have a place in Bethany and we're there. And so when we're
Right,
there, it's
right.
just home.
Well,
It's
and your
not,
kid was 12 and 14 and
it's not
16, right?
vacation. It's just we were there and hanging out, and he would have a friend down with him and we would go play for the day and hang out. We have the wife's sister lives down there, so they have kids, and we would just go out for the day and play a day of putt-putt. We go
Nice.
bowling, you know, we go up to the bowling alley for a day. We go to a movie. It's just like being home, except we're not home. So home up here doesn't have a lot of courses around. Home down there does, so we play. But I'm not super serious, but I have a good time. I roll up on people and shock them. And since I'm sponsoring the tournament, I introduce myself. And
Minnesota Raskin is what I'm going to
yeah,
call you from now on.
there you go. There you go. Augusta. Let's go Augusta.
Augusta Raskin. There you
Augusta Raskin.
go.
They say,
Bermuda.
there you go. They say putt for dough. So I watch these people, and half of them, you know, I roll up at the tee box and they offer me a shot with their driver. I'm like, no, I don't hit the driver. I don't hit the iron. I couldn't. I've never. I won't. I'll hit the putter. That's it.
My back's such at a point where like watching guys torque and make a move that really would probably wouldn't go well for my
There you
L4
go.
if I did it.
Yeah.
So I putted a couple of times, but like I can hit the golf ball. I kind of enjoy hitting it well with a three, you know, boom, you
Yeah.
know,
Yeah.
take off, go 225 and try to I mean, like, I like that part of it. I just don't like anybody that knows me would know 5 hours of me driving around on a cart. Just,
It
it's
was
just not in my
a
personality.
long
It's
day. It
not.
was about a
Yeah.
little over a 5 hour round of golf, and I rode up on, I don't know, 20, I don't know how many were out there, but I think I hit with every foursome on the course. So I putted a bunch of holes a
Did you
couple
put it in
times.
anywhere or no?
I was one for the day.
Oh, you
One
sunk one. Okay.
for the day, but I was so I understand how frustrating golf can be, literally just from watching and putting, because I stood over a few putts that absolutely were right on target, and then at the last inst, off to the left, off to
Everything's
the right.
rolling. It hasn't rained a whole
Oh,
lot. You know,
it's
everything's hard.
terrible. It's
Yeah.
terrible. But it's so frustrating, and to see these guys out there, making birdie. I had one hole, they made an eagle. It was beautiful. So it was a great day. It was, like I said, again, a gorgeous day. We had compliments of you. We had Mike Bordick out there for the
Yeah, I want to
dinner.
talk about that because I want to. We haven't said Paula Bragg's name, so let me just get Paula's name in. Paula, I've known Paula forever with Big Brothers Big Sisters from 25 years ago, and she puts the tournament together, and she's doing awesome. And it was a really lovely, perfect day for Mount Washington.
Absolutely.
But I would also say for what they do year round, I mean, Paula's in on this, and I want to make sure she gets some love. And she reached to me, and you reached to me a month or two ago and said, "Hey, Brian Billick, is he?" And I said, "Brian's in Minnesota, like literally, it's what he's golfing. He is golfing today. He's in Minnesota on his lake house that you saw in Hard Knocks 100 years ago. That's where he spends a lot of his summer up by International Falls." And I said, "You know what? I'm going to ask Mike Bordick." And Mike Bordick, I just want to go on record because I don't talk enough about this. And Bordick's done the show enough, and he'll do the show anytime I ask. And he's, working over at the competitor and doing all that. But he did a Chesapeake Feline Association adoption with me up at Adams Jeep. It was wonderful last month. And I reached to Mike, and I don't even have to call Mike. I text Mike and say, "Hey, Bordy, I got a golf tournament on. When's the date? What's it for Mount Washington? Ch kids? Sure, I'm there." And that's who Bordy is. And I went back and forth with Paula because I was going to the yoga studio when Bordick was showing up. I was there in the morning. He was there in the afternoon. And he hit me and I hit him back. And when it's all over, I hit Paula. I'm like, "How did it go?" Knowing it's going to go great with Mike Bordick, right? And she and I got into this back and forth about what an incredible human he is and
Great,
what an
great
asset to the
guy.
community he
Great
is.
guy.
And I said, "What a legacy that the two of us are gossiping about what a great human Mike Bordick is." So give me your Mike Bordick story, because you and I haven't talked about this at all, because I know I told him to look for you and look for Paula, and he was happy to be. He's just such a good man, Mike Bordick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he played in a tournament just 2 weeks ago for the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
So he was out there playing in that tournament. And we've talked about the Ravens, we've talked about the Orioles and the way they handle their business. And this is a case of what the heck are they thinking? As we've seen with other things, but the Orioles have so many great, great legacy asset. It's horrible to call them that, but players that played for this team that are so involved in the community and
Call them
so
a community
giving,
asset, right? That
so right,
would,
so
yeah.
giving of their time and willing to step out and represent the organization. And yet the organization has just dumped them overboard, if you will, and said, we don't really have a use for
I saw
you.
BJ Cerhoff. I was at the down at Lexington Market for the crab race. BJ won, but man, BJ, you talk about competitive, dude.
Oh, I bet.
Like, yeah, BJ's really competitive,
They
even
all
at,
are.
like, I
They
didn't take
all
it
are.
very
Dude,
seriously, you
they
know.
would kill you if you beat them in checkers. Like you said, the crab race.
Well,
These
it's like I
guys.
told you once to ask Dan Charles if I'm competitive, ask my competitors if I'm competitive, but I'm not
But
competitive
no,
about crab races, but
sports,
BJ will
these
beat you at
guys,
anything. BJ was
that's
a number one
exactly
overall
right.
draft pick
That's right.
as
These
a shortstop.
guys go at you from start one. But Mike is such a cool guy. We were there, we chatted for a little while. He strolled around the evening at dinner. He sat down at almost every table with the people, with the players. People were taking selfies. He's, I'm sure, telling stories. People were talking about how great he was and how great it was to watch him, how great it was
He
to
is
listen
truly
to
a
him.
humble individual.
He
Like,
is.
when I
He is
think of humility, you and I may not
absolutely.
be on the higher arc of all of that because we like ourselves, but you know, Mike Bordick never tells you how good a play baseball player he was.
That's
Other
right.
people tell him. And I want to go on and on Bordick, because I haven't done a lot of that. And I do it in front of him and I tell him how special he is, but he's really a special
Yeah,
guy, Mike
great,
Bordick.
great guy. And it's a shame that the organization doesn't use its community assets better to
I am
promote
a community
them.
asset for the
Yeah,
baseball team. If they, my last name's
better.
Aparicio.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going anywhere, despite the. I'll still be here when Peter's gone.
That's it. But to utilize these guys better in the community, I mean, he could have been there not just as your guest, as my friend, but he could have been there also with an Oriole hat. He could have had the new Baltimore community jersey, right?
Well,
He
here's
could
the
have been
amazing thing about
repping
the
the
baseball
team.
team
He
that's
could have been
crazy.
repping the
To
team.
send a guy like him out to that kind of a tournament, and if he had a pocket full of tickets and just gave everybody a two pack or a four pack for some
Right.
game
They're not selling out.
that they're not selling out on a Wednesday afternoon, give some
That's right.
outfield tickets away
That's
and
right.
let some people who invite people with some money
To
back to buy
go to a
$17
stadium.
beers
That's
and
right.
maybe get give them give them the
Talk
crack.
about marketing. Talk about understanding
Yeah.
marketing. And he, like I said, 2 weeks ago, he's playing in a Boy Scout tournament. Monday, he's out at Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, and he's representing Mike Bordick and who he is. And it's fantastic. He was not representing the Orioles,
Well,
and
if you
that's a
see
shame.
Mike Bordick, anybody in my audience sees Mike Bordick, tell him what I said about Mike Bordick. T
Yeah,
tell Mike
it's
Bordick
just
that Mike Bordick's a special guy. He really is.
and pick up the phone and call the Orioles and ask them what the heck they're thinking. You know, he was summarily released.
How do you
Like,
pick up the phone? Leonard, this is I'm gonna get nasty Nestor on you right now, because
yeah.
you're the fifth guy, including a bank president, in the last 2 weeks that has said to me, can't you just pick up the phone?
No,
And like, no, you
no,
cannot. So
no.
someone emailed me and said, why can't you fix things with the Orioles and
Right,
Ravens? And I'm
because
like,
they're
have you
not.
met Greg Bader and Chad
Right,
Steele? Have you
right.
met John Angelos and Steve Bisciotti? Like, I
Yeah,
mean,
these, it
are you, I mean, you're serious, right?
doesn't fix that way. I'm talking about fans calling
I'm talking about, like, I can't
PR
do it as a
office.
media
I
member with an
get it,
FCC
right?
license.
It's
What could
pathetic.
Leonard Raskin, you're pissed at Nestor's thrown out, you're pissed at Bordick. Go ahead. You
Look,
call
I've
Greg
sent,
Bader, you
hey,
call down there and see whether you can even find anyone
you know
who
that
will
I've
even
sent the
speak to you.
Ravens emails about things in the past, and I am a club level PSL season ticket holder and have gotten no response.
So if you write to them and say, what are you doing throwing Nestor out? They do what? Nothing.
They don't
They
even
pretend they
answer when
don't
I
get the
talk
email.
about,
Now,
right.
that's an arrogance that's on a different
They
level,
don't
right?
even, right.
I mean,
So
you
I don't
can't
know.
do that managing people's money. I can't do that owning a
No,
front-facing
I don't know
FCC
who I would
license in
send
a
to
media organization,
at
you
the
know?
Orioles, but the fact that Rick Dempsey's thrown to the side, Mike Bordick's thrown to the side, you know, these are assets that the community loves, and there is just no reason for these guys not to be, like I said, we said, not representing themselves and their honor and their dignity in the world, but representing this team. You know, where's Adam Jones these days?
Ha ha ha.
You know, the guy was phenomenal for how many years?
Well, I mean,
And
what it's really going to take here, and I probably should speak up about it. It's going to take a new owner. It's going to take a
well,
different family on the front of it for everyone. And look, we'll go into this next week, and we will, because I had a hell of an email. I woke up to an IM on Monday morning, the day of your golf tournament. I woke
yeah.
up, a longtime fan wrote me this passionate letter. I put it out on Facebook and said, I don't know what to do with it.
Right,
I'm here
right.
every day. I'm accountable. I'm in the community. John Angelos is not. Steve Bisciotti is not. Chad Steele lives in his little castle up there and makes friends with executives and then throws people out and stands up at press conferences and says, no questions about my quarterback, and has his general manager and coach look at him with a side eye. But Steve loves him some Chad Steele and some Sashi Brown. Where's Sashi Brown? You know,
Never met the
where are
man.
you and I were out with TJ Brightman. Hey, I can give TJ a hard time about having my face on a dartboard. Went back 25 years ago when he worked at the competitor. But TJ Brightman brought Mike Elias out to a community endeavor at a golf course, right? And sat and had a meal and talked,
Took questions.
took real questions from real people. And so I'm seeing the baseball team do stuff that the football team isn't doing anymore. And it's really a challenge to both of them.
That's
But the
right.
Angelos name and what this represents and the money that Steve's already taken for the stadium and the fight that John's having with Wes Moore now about everything over my shoulder, literally the neighborhood, the parking lot, the casino, housing, what we can own, what we can get our hands on to keep the team here and not move it to Nashville. And now they're winning at a big clip, right? And this is where you saw Major League the movie, right? This is where, if John is trying to move the team to Nashville or even leverage to get a better deal, not really move, but at least get a bidding war going, the same way that like Lamar Jackson never really wanted to leave Baltimore, right?
But he
He was
wanted to
just trying to
trade.
get a bidding war going. I would say to you on the baseball side of things that this summer, if people don't come back, like bobblehead night, fine, whatever. But if they're playing meaningful games in August and September in front of 12, 14,000
Yeah,
people,
not
if
good.
they look like the Rays, you know what I mean? If they look like a sick franchise, it really opens the door for the Major League movie of, hey, we're winning and nobody's coming to the games. Like, tell me what the future of the organization is over the next 5 years if we can win 103 games and we're not really drawing, right? That's when they'll pull that. We're not that they're television networks ish, because it's garbage. Like everything they've done, spring training, they've been a garbage fran they've been a dumpster franchise for all of our adulthood since like literally they've been a dumpster
Yeah,
franchise.
one
And
playoff year in my son's lifetime.
but
And
this
he
summer
doesn't
is
get
so
baseball.
crucial. And I
Absolutely.
want to let people know this.
Absolutely.
They don't have a lease. And if nobody comes, this is what opens the door. So now I have to stand here and say, give these million billionaire frauds money so that they'll keep the team here so we can make our city and keep our city whole. Like, that's a hell of a message, but I don't, they picked a good time to win, but it's not a good time to win if nobody comes, because then it looks like we're a derelict city for baseball. And that worries me. That really does worry me.
Yeah, I don't want to see him leave. I've been a fan my whole life and love it. And we were talking to some friends out at the golf course Monday that were talking about nothing finer than listening to baseball on the radio. And you and I as kids had that, didn't have that iPhone. We had that
We had Chuck.
little transistor radio in bed, listening to the game with an earphone, with a little, looked like a hearing aid earphone wired to the
I
radio. So
found
your
one of those. I
parents,
cleaned the station. The one of the little white things. Yeah.
so your parents didn't know you were listening to the
I
game.
think it was the same thing they used with Vicks to shove it up your nose, right? It's the same exact, right? Wasn't it? The little white
It looked exactly the same. That's great. Vicks up your nose. We
thing?
are old, my friend. We are old.
All right, listen, I want to wrap things up here. Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global, sponsored the Mount Washington Pediatric. And I don't know, we meandered, and that's fine. We'll talk about football next week. We'll still have a full wide receiver room. Todd Monken, and by the way, the Todd Monken thing, I talked to Dennis about this week and Luke. I'm like, everywhere I've gone, I had crabs at Costco the other day. Three people are mentioning Todd Monken. I haven't heard a name like this. Remember when they put Billick on the
Yeah,
billboards in front of the
absolutely.
zoo going down 83? Monken, so we'll do that next
Offensive
week.
genius.
Offensive G. Hey, next week we got mandatories coming up, so things are happening around here. Leonard Raskin manages money. He manages the American Dream. He tries to help people. This week it was the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Next week it'll be the Putt-Putt World. Tell everybody about what you do and how to get in touch with you, because I sort of take it for granted, but you never know. Somebody
That's
out there is
okay.
listening and needs some
Absolutely,
place to
absolutely. We
needs
are.
someone with integrity to manage their money.
That's it. I am America's financial physician. That's what we're about. We are about helping people get the right prescription for their financial wealth to make sure that they're doing the right things, from budgeting to saving to investing to protecting your wealth, ensuring, understanding how your beneficiaries are structured, your estate plan. We make sure that your money is doing the right thing.
Insurance.
Insurance, investment, tax, you name it, we do it. And that's what we're about. We're about helping people get on the right track with their money. And too many people don't do it well. They think that because you earn money, you know money. That's not true. A lot of people that earn money don't have any money. It's a sad state of affairs. So we help people that earn money understand how to keep money, use money, enjoy money, and while they're here, and then pass it on for generations to come.
I love that when you say enjoy money. That's an important thing
Absolutely.
that whatever you're
Absolutely.
spending it on, that you're enjoying it. Leonard Raskin, we enjoyed our day on Monday, and at some point we'll get to a ball game. You can find him at a Raskin Globe. You can find him in front of BaltimorePositive.com. You will never find him on a driving box or a driving range, but you will. If you guy looks like Leonard Raskin at Old Pro down on 139th Street, it probably is. Leonard, I'll see you next week. We'll talk some football, all right?
You got it. See
Leonard
you, my friend.
Raskin, join us here at Raskin Global. We are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour all summer long. I am crowing. I have not yet begun to crow as a Raven. August 3rd is our 25th anniversary at WNSD. Really proud of that. I'm going through a bunch of archival stuff. I'm going to be presenting that. Taking a little downtime next week to sort of go through some things around here. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90 Nation, and our friends at the Maryland Lottery as we take the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. And I am in search of, and I'm going to give a shout out to everybody. I'll be doing this all summer. Your favorite oyster dish at your favorite oyster place. I know the Peppermill is famous for an oyster stew. I'm going to go over there and check that out. So there's some places I've never been or places I haven't been in recent times, places I might have been too young to go in other times, to go eat some oysters, raw oysters. If there's an oyster Rockefeller that you know about or a special way, a char grill that are delicious, let me know. We're putting it on 25 oysters in 25 days to start the football season, and it's because September has an R in the month. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.